Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivinoda Swami, Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki, Iskan Pongda Chara, Srila Prabhupada Ki. All glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees,
all glories to the assembly devotees,
all glories to Shri Guru and Gaurang. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, text, chapter 22, text 30. I'll go for word and then the verse. Mama, my. Anga, my dear Uddhava. Maya, material energy. Gunamayi, consistent of the three modes. Anekada, manifold. Vikalpa, different manifestations. Buddhi, the perceptions of these differences. Cha, and. Gunahi, by the modes. Vidhate, establishes. Vaikarika, the full-blown manifestation of transformations. Three vidha, having three aspects. Adiatma, called. Adiatma, called Adiatma, sorry. Ekam, one. Atta, an. Adidaivam, Adidaiva. Adibhutam, Adibhuta. Anyat, another. Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikeda.
Mamanga Maya Gunamaya
Nikeda. Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunai Vidhati. Yantali. Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikeda. Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunai Vidhati.
Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunai
Vidhati. Vaikarika Sri Vidodhyatmamikam.
Vaikarika Sri Vidodhyatmamikam.
Atadidaivam Adibhutamanyat. Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikada.
Mamanga Gunamaya Nikada.
Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunair Vidhate.
Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunair Vidhate.
Vaikarika Sri Vidodhya Atmamekam.
Vaikarika Sri Vidodhya Atmamekam.
Atadidaivam Adibhutamanyat.
Atadidaivam Adibhutamanyat.
Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikada.
Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikada. Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunai Vidhate. Vaikarika Sri Vidodhyatmamikam. Atadidaivam Adibhutamanyat. Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikada. Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunai Vidhate. Vaikarika Sri Vidodhyatmamikam. Atadidaivam Adibhutamanyat. Mamanga Maya Gunamaya Nikada. Vikalpa Buddhischa Gunair Vidhate. Vaikarika Sri Vidodhyatmamekam. Atadidaivam Adibhutamanyat. Madhuji. Translation. My dear Uddhava, my material energy, comprised in three modes and acting through them, manifests the varieties of creation, along with varieties of consciousness for perceiving them. The manifest result of material transformation is understood in three aspects, adiatmic, adidaivic, and adibhautic, purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace. The word Vikalpa Buddhi indicates that consciousness within various material bodies reveals different aspects of the Lord's creation. Birds such as seagulls glide on the ocean breezes, experiencing the Lord's creation of wind and altitude. The fish experience life within the water, and other creatures intimately experience life within trees or within the earth. Human society affords its own varieties of awareness, and similarly in heaven and hell, different experiences are available. All types of material consciousness are transformations of the three modes of material nature, the expansions of the Lord's illusory energy. Om Gyana Tirmanisya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshamutamena Tasmaya Shri Garbe Namaha. Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutana Shri Vitsa Chaitanya. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nam. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachandi Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashtrapta Shatana Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Raika Gadada Sri Vasadi Gauravani Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this, we are at the last stage of Lord Krishna's life on earth. He is winding up his pastime and he is giving some last minute instruction to Uddhava. Within this chapter, Uddhava acts. He said that many philosophers have described the elements in different ways, but you have explained 28. How is this so, or why is this? And we know that the 28 elements are the 15 senses in three aspects, the knowledge acquiring, the working senses, and the object of the senses. Five each, that's 15. Then earth, water, fire, air, ether. 20, the three subtle body, mind, intelligence, and false ego. 23, the soul and the super soul. 25, and then the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. That's 28. So Uddhava heard this, but he was wondering why the philosophers have described different aspects. Some say 7, 6, 4, 17, 16, 13, 9, 11. So those were the different numbers the different philosophers enunciate. So the Lord says there's two reasons. One reason was because they gave very reasonable logics for their explanation. So that's acceptable. And the other reason was because in creation, from the subtle comes the gross, and then from annihilation, from the gross goes the subtle. So the philosophers have their reason for explaining these different numbers of elements. So in just that is what has been said so far within this chapter. And now Uddhava is asking a different question. He asks, material nature in the jiva seems to be one. And indeed, I mean, the whole world is bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. And if one sees, for example, without knowledge, you see a person or an animal or whatever, you think that's the being, you know, this is you, this is you, this is you. Only through wisdom and knowledge we can able to understand that we are different from the bodies. You see? It's only through knowledge we can understand that. Otherwise, it's not possible. So within material creation, there are 8,400,000 species of life. 8 million species are in total ignorance. Only 400,000 species are in some goodness and passion. Most of them also are in ignorance. And so practically the whole material world is covered in this illusion, thinking I am this body. So Lord Krishna is explaining here now that the three modes of nature. He says, my material energy comprising the three modes and acting through them manifests the varieties of creations. So 8,400,000 species of creation being controlled by the three modes of material nature. And some other scriptures have actually itemized them in a different way. There's the immovables are 2 million. The insects, 1,100,000 varieties. The fish, 900,000. Birds, 1 million. Animals, 3 million. That's 8 million species. Explained there. And all these are covered by the modes of the three modes of material nature. So it's stated in one of the Puranas, immovable beings, insects, fish, snake, tortoise, and wild animals, they are in low darkness. Elephant, horses, lions, tigers, and the sudras, they are in middle darkness. The charnas, rakshasas, pishchakas, and ghosts, they are in high darkness. Then it says, the galas, these are type of men, malas, natas, men with no, low occupations are in low passion. Kings, kshatriyas, and priests are in middle passion. Gandharvas, guyakas, and apsaras are in high passion. Hermits, ascetics, brahmin are in low goodness. Sages, demigods, and the Vedas, they are in middle goodness. And Lord Brahma and the Prajapatis, they are in high goodness. See? So Lord Krishna says, Daivihi Gunamaya Mama Maya Turatyaya. He stated here that this three modes, these are my divine energy. The three modes of nature are my divine energy. And they are difficult to overcome. Only one who has surrendered unto me can easily overcome it. So these modes of nature are very, very powerful. And actually it bonds one to make one think that he is this body. He's in. Actually, the modes of nature folds one into the false ego illusion, thinking that I am this body. See? So all the species that I mentioned here, and so this is the creation. It states that the modes are like they're called gunas, or rope, and they bind one. If one is tied on strongly, if you're tied on, then it's difficult for you to get out of that. You see? So the modes of nature binds us to this material world, and especially for the low species, those that are in low ignorance. The immovables are all the plants and trees and so forth, mountains and so. They're all within this low mode, and then the insects and the birds and everything, they're totally, and for them to come to the human platform would take millions and billions of lifetime. See? For those species to come. So only when one is in this human platform, one is endowed with a special knowledge to understand that I am not this body. See, I am Jiva Swarupa Hoy Krishniriya Nitya Das. I'm the eternal servant of the Lord. And only when we act in that position, then I am there. The Srimad Bhagavatam 11:22-52 said, Sattva Sangad Rishin Devan Raja Asura Manushan. Made to wander in this world, the conditioned soul, by contact with goodness, take birth among the sages and demigods. By contact with passion, he becomes a demon or human. By ignorance, he takes birth as ghost or in the animal kingdom. And like earlier, I have already explained all the different species of life. And so these species, they're so covered that it takes them lifetime after lifetime. So it means that this human birth is special. Actually, it's like winning the lotto, this human form. It takes us millions of lifetimes to reach this platform. And then most of us, or most of the human beings, throw it away, especially in this dark age of Kali. Even the ages move with the modes of nature. Satyuga is saturated with goodness, Treta Yuga with goodness and passion, Dwarpa Yuga with some goodness, passion, little ignorance, but Kali Yuga is mostly ignorance, totally. And as the age wanes, it gets more and more. And so these modes or these ropes are very, very powerful, and it binds us to this world. In fact, one of the chapters of Bhagavad Gita deals completely with the modes of nature. What chapter is that? The 13th or 14th? The 14th chapter. Deals completely with the three modes of nature. And then the divisions of fate also deals with the three modes of nature. And then even the divine and the demonic deals with the three modes of nature. So the three modes of nature is so powerful. See? It's so powerful that that sometimes one would take for granted. See? And the other point here is that it's stated that the manifest result of material transformation is understood in three aspects: adi-atmic, adi-daitvic, and adi-bhautic. So adi-atmic is the jiva. Adi-bhautic is considered to be the senses and the body, sometimes referred to the other living entities. Other living entities. No, but within the realm of creation, it's referred to here in the second canto. It's stated that, I think I quoted a verse. And then the adi-atmic, adi-daitvic is the devatas. The devatas control every part of the body also. Like, for example, the sun controls seeing, the eyes. Without the sun, we cannot see. The mind controls the intelligence. Varuna controls digestion, something like that. Saraswati controls the intelligence, like that. And each one, I was trying to find the different devatas that control the different senses, but I couldn't find all of them. But as we read on, we'll find. So it's stated that, within the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.32, the sense organs are attached to the modes of material nature. And the modes of material nature are products of the false ego. The individual person possessing different instruments of senses is called adi-atmic. And the individual controlling deity of the senses is called adi-daitvic. The embodiment seen on the eyes is called adi-bhauta. See? So even though also it's referred to the other living entities, but it also referring to the body and the senses. All of these three are interdependent. In the absence of one, the other is not understood. See? So in other words, the Atma is there and the body and the senses, but without the devatas, we cannot function. You see? Or the Atma alone, the Atma alone, in this conditioned state, cannot function without the body. It has to have somebody, either gross or a subtle. You see? Like, for example, the ghost has a subtle body. You see? But it has to have a body. So each one, they're called interdependent. It means that they depend on one another. See? And so, so this is stated in the second canto where creation was explained. Also, we find that the modes of nature not only affect the body and the mind and the intelligence and the living entities, but also it affects the food we eat. See? And it's stated, food that increase life's duration, purify one's existence, give strength, health, happiness, satisfaction, sweet, juicy, fattening, and palatable is said to be in the mode of goodness. Food that are bitter, sour, salty, dry, hot, pungent, that cause pain, distress, and disease are said to be the mode of passion. And food that is cooked more than 3 hours, tasteless, stale, putrid, decomposed, unclean, is set to the mode of ignorance. See? Then he explains sacrifices are also in the modes. Sacrifice performed out of duty, by scriptural rules and regulation, looking for no reward, is said to be sacrifice in the mode of goodness. Sacrifice, when one is looking for a material benefit, doing it out of pride, right? That is sacrifice in the mode of passion. One who is in defiance of scriptural injunction does not consult the scripture, right? One who does not offer food in the sacrifice, no hymns, no prayer, no priest, is faithless, is said to be sacrificed in the mode of ignorance. And then there is austerity in these modes. Austerity done to please the Lord is said to be in the mode of goodness. Austerity done to gain respect, honor, reverence is said to be in the mode of passion. And those that perform austerity foolishly, self-tortured, to injure others, is said to be austerity in the mode of ignorance. So, then there's charity. Charity out of duty, proper time, place, worthy, to the worthy person who's not looking for a return, is said to be in goodness. Charity, where one is expecting some return, desire for fruitive result, done in a grudging mood, is said to be charity in passion. And charity, done in an improper place, time, to an unworthy person, without respect, with contempt, is said to be in ignorance. And then the Lord said, Ashrada yahu tam datam tapas taptam kritam chaya. But sacrifice, austerities, and charities performed without faith in the Supreme are non-permanent. They are asat, or useless. See? So we find that these modes, these modes are very, very powerful. And only when we surrender unto the Lord, then we can be freed from them. Not even the devatas are free from the modes of nature. Not even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. See? Lord Brahma, even though he stated that he and the Prajapatis are in high goodness, but he conducts the mode of passion, or he is overseeing the mode of passion, and Lord Shiva oversees the mode of ignorance. You see? But even they cannot unbound the living entities. So Srila Prabhupada writes within the purport there that even if one surrenders to Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, they still would not get liberated, because he cannot unbound them. Just like we see, like these demons, they used to pray to the Lord, right? They used to do penances for a motive. See, and then Lord Brahma would give them. Lord Brahma gave, like, who was Hiranyakashipu? He cannot die during the day or night by man or animals and so forth. You see, he got all of these. So Lord Brahma gave him all these boons, but Lord Brahma could not liberate him. You see? Ravana also got so many boons from Lord Brahma, from Lord Shiva. See? But they could not, they did these sacrifices to injure others and so forth. But deities could not unbound them. Only the Lord can unbound the bound. You see? Only the Lord. And only the Lord can unbound even the devatas also. See? Because they are all covered by the modes of nature too. Their lifespan may be very long. Brahma lived for over 3 trillion years. But he is also conditioned. See? And the demigods live, what, for a day of man, for a lifetime of Manu? They are also conditioned. So only Lord Krishna can free us from this three powerful gunas. So that's why he says, those who surrender unto me, they can be free from the modes of nature. So I can stop here and maybe ask Maharaj if he wants to add anything. Yes, Maharaj. Pran? Oh, yes. Or I guess you could just speak. Very nice, yeah. So Maharaj has, for those that are listening, Maharaj has quoted the sixth verse of this chapter here. Yasham vyati karadasi vikalpo vadatam param prapte sama dame pieti vedastam anusamyati. Vadastam anusamyati. By interaction of my energies, different opinions arise. But for those who affix their intelligence on me and control their senses, differences of perception disappear, and consequently, the very cause for argument is removed. So this was the third reason Lord Krishna gave for the different amount of elements that the living entities, that the philosophers have enunciated. So the first reason was because the subtle creates the gross, and then the gross would merge back in the subtle. That was one reason. And the other reason was the philosophers gave good logics and reason for the explanation. So that was two. And then the third one, well, because their senses are controlled and they are surrendered to the Lord, but for those who fix their intelligence on me and control their senses, differences of perception disappear, and consequently the very cause for argument is removed. See? So these are the three. Very, very nice, and that's good. One other thing I had wanted to add, in an academic term, element is not the ideal word. Element could be just like a figurative word here, because the definition of element is quite different, as we know. You know, in scientific term, element is used differently. Really, it has same amount of atoms, and it cannot be broken down further, unless there is a nuclear explosion. For example, gold, silver, lead, and so forth. All these are different. So, but anyhow, we have, you know, we know what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. And even when we say the modes of nature too, the modes is, you know, sometimes the English word itself does not like quietly express the meaning of the Sanskrit term. See? Like gunas, ropes, but we say the modes of nature. You see, and elements, you know, thing like that. Yeah. Any other question or comment? Yes, Prana Govinda Prabhu.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Swarup Damodar Goswami writes in chapter 10, 119, very big verse, but beautiful. All Mahaprabhu's mercy, if you combine together in one sloka, this is the sloka. Hela udanita khedaya vishadaya pranamila damodaya. Sammat shastra vivadaya. This is the point. Sammat shastra vivadaya. Whenever there is an argument or difference opinion of shastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remove completely forever. How? Chitta arpita unmadaya. Because he bestowed that Krishna prem through Hare Krishna, Harinam Mahamantra, chanting in the heart. Once you are absorbed, relishing in devotional service, you will not argue anymore. Otherwise, this argument is a habit, it will not go away, ever. So those who are interested, they should dive into Krishna consciousness. Then all argument, difference of opinion will disappear.
Very nice, very nice. And one who knows, he doesn't argue. Very good. Any other point or question? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.